the Department of Wasting Money and Doing Nothing. Back when we had a War Department, the USA was a relatively peaceful nation. At least more peaceful than it's been since we started calling it the Defense Department. We now have a great percentage of the world's population mad at us. We officially started calling it the Defense Department in 1949. Since then, our country has gotten into more and more wars of choice. Could it be that other government agencies actually create effects that are the opposite of their official name? The Bureau of Land Management is taking over more and more land. So eventually, the citizens of the USA won't have any land to live on. The Department of Housing and Urban Development has created decaying slums in which only the most desperate will live. Apparently, it's good housing policy to have lots of empty houses owned by banks, while rents and mortgage payments continue to rise. The Department of Education has eliminated our children's ability to think and substituted the ability to repeat government propaganda. The Justice Department oversees a system that is now kidnapping people without justification, notification, or accountability. The USA now has a greater percentage of its population in prison than any other nation. Welcome to the land of the convict and the home of the parolee. The Supreme Court has taken to producing documents that make alien Greenspan seem like a model of clarity. Congress believes in rule by the people, and corporations are now people, so it has been made legal that corporations rule. The Central Intelligence Agency is neither centralized nor intelligent. It now seems that intelligence is neither a science nor an art, but a very expensive way of generating statist delusions. Perhaps we would be better off to get rid of the CIA, the NSA, and all the black budget agencies that we suspect must exist. Then we could hire George Lucas and Stan Lee to generate reports. The reports would have the same or better level of accuracy, and they'd be more entertaining. The savings would be somewhere between billions and trillions. The Department of Homeland Security has made a lot of people believe that we will soon be invaded. And they reinforce that perception by invading those people every time they get on an airplane. It seems whatever you name a government agency, what it actually does will produce the opposite results. Therefore, we need to create a bureau of wasting money and doing nothing. It would surely be the most productive and efficient organization the government has ever produced. It's true that we have no idea what such an agency would actually do. Wait, how's that different from any other government agency? Freedom works. Slavery sucks.